There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on the second hour. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number two get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. TacticalHolsters.com, the only kind of holster I run. I ran one yesterday when I went and picked up the Salient rifle, which it's going to be a rifle right now. It's considered a pistol. Which is hilarious, but that's all beside the point. That's all beside the point. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. All right. We're going to end. This is probably going to be the last time I want to talk about this because I'm getting tired of it. Getting tired of it. The whole 855 ammunition ban thing. First of all, this move is completely unconstitutional. Because the states have given no authority to infringe on the right of the people to keep and bear arms. And that includes ammunition going into the arms. The reason to ban ammunition is because this administration and gun grabbers in both the House and the Senate want to usurp the Second Amendment. They want to seize authority they do not have. They have no claim to. They were never given. They're way out of bounds. They want to attack gun ownership via ammunition. If you don't have ammunition, you just got clubs that are shaped like guns. Eric Pratt, Gun Owners of America, talked about that. He pointed out that, you know, in 2013, even with a Democrat-controlled Senate, they can only muster 40 votes, which was a clear minority. So this proposed ATF ban on M855 ammunition is simply Plan B from the Obama administration to make an end run around Congress. Even though the ATF is proposing it, okay, don't think that Obama did not get with B. Todd Jones of the ATF and say, okay, find me a way. Find me something we can ban. Because they can ban a common round of ammunition used for the AR-15 rifle. One, they can, you know, if they, in time, they are going to drive up the cost of ammunition, making it cost prohibitive. We've already seen that. During the panic buying of 2013, I bought nothing. If I had not already ordered it from a sponsor, I got nothing. Nothing, not a thing. I didn't buy any ammo, any guns, nothing. Now, the ATF is wanting to ask Americans to let them know what they think of this policy. What do you think of our decision to do this? As if we gave them the authority to do this in the first place. We did not. They want us to beg them not to ban one type of ammunition. Do you think they're going to listen to the comments if they're not listening to the Constitution? Their proposal states, the ATF proposal states, firearm industry has developed commercially available handguns designed to use conventional rifle ammunition. This ammunition meets the content requirement of the definition, but previously was not classified as armor-piercing under the statute because there were no handguns that could use it. As a result of the availability of these handguns, however, some conventional rifle ammunition now falls within the statutory definition and is properly classified as armor-piercing ammunition, despite the fact that the ammunition itself has not changed. Consequently, ammunition manufacturers have requested exemptions for this ammunition. All rifle ammunition defeats soft body armor. That's just the that's the bottom line. That's the end of the day. And any cliche you want. If you want to make a conflation of cliches, you can have it at the on the bottom line of the end of the day. Representative Bob Goodlatte from Virginia, chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, along with the NRA, has written a letter to the ATF head, B. Todd Jones. It's not Johnson, it's Jones, telling him that the regulation, the 5.56 rounds, does not comport with the letter or spirit of the law, and it will interfere with the Second Amendment rights. Here's the problem. It doesn't matter. The ammunition itself, the 8.55, does not match the description of the traditional armor-piercing ammunition. Armor-piercing ammunition is a very specialized animal. We talked about this yesterday. Has a projectile inside a shell. That's what it is. Like a little mini Sabot round. It is then using the speed to develop kinetic energy. The M855 round is nothing but a sporting cartridge now. It only has a sporting purpose. Nobody wants to use it. They go on to cite other unconstitutional legislation to try and correct the ATF. And I'm talking about Goodlatte and all of those. Goodlatte wrote, as you know, the ban on armor-piercing ammunition was created by the Law Enforcement Officers Protection Act of 1986. That was conceived to protect police officers from the hazard presented by so-called armor-piercing projectiles, originally designed for law enforcement and military use, that can be fired from handguns and penetrate the soft body armor type typically worn by police officers. Why couldn't you just get them better armor? Why do they have to wear soft armor? Around here, the sheriff's department walks around with plate carriers on. I don't know what kind of armor they got, but they're out there. Yes, and we could get M995 ammunition. Why couldn't you just get them better armor? Wouldn't that be easier? If we're really interested in protecting police officers, now I know why they like the soft body armor, because one, they got to wear it all day long, and you know, it's part of the uniform, and they got to wear it under the shirt and everything else. And you know, as far as that goes, police officers, one of the reasons I'm not a police officer is I didn't want to put up with the stuff that police officers put up with. You want to be a police officer? Maybe you need better kit. Maybe you need some AR-500 armor plates in front of those soft body armor panels. Maybe it's a little more bulky. Yeah. Why wouldn't you do that? Why wouldn't you improve their equipment and instead do something that you don't have the authority to do? And if you do that and you get away with it, isn't it logical that you can look at this and say, well, we did it this way, why not do it again? Being asked if there's an epidemic of police suffering from armor-piercing injuries, no. Even the police admit that. They've never recovered a round of M855 ammo. So does the ATF have the authority to ban this? No, they do not. They never had the authority to ban this. They want to see it banned, they need to. Somebody needs to put something in front of Congress and they can write a law about it. But beyond that, this was never meant, you know, armor-piercing ammunition out of handguns has either got a very sharp point and maybe a Teflon coating. Very hot. It's got a whole bunch of kinetic energy. It's got a whole lot of velocity. I don't even know how good it is for the gun. But in answer to the question, do they have the authority to ban it? No, they do not. They just need to recognize that, and that's okay. I've seen where they're trying to pass a law where they can't do it, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. When we get back, we're going to talk about how good the SAFE Act is working out for the citizens in New York. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy Level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable Level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. If you're walking around carrying a gun, you can, I mean, G-Code is the way to go. If you want to carry it inside the waistband very securely, they have the holster. If you would like to carry outside the waistband very securely, they have the holster. At a price point for all the other big box stores. You think that all that's out there is Black Hawk or Phobos? No. You can get the holster that they carry into combat and has been carried into combat a lot. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Let's go to the phones. Bob in Michigan talking about body armor. Yes, sir.
Hi, Bill. Yeah, we've been talking about body armor and,
sure,
you know, penetration and so forth. Have you, aware of Richard Davis, who Richard Davis is?
No, sir, I'm not.
Pardon?
No, sir, I don't know who he is. I'm sorry.
Oh, he developed or founded the company Second Chance Body Armor.
Well, I've definitely heard of Second Chance, and they actually have the right name because that's all body armor is. Good body armor, if you take a hit and it stops the round, all it is a passive defense to give you a chance to try to stay in the fight. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I was calling. He produced some interesting videos. In fact, there's some on YouTube about body armor, how it works. And it's very very informative, very revealing about some of the facts about and misinformation about body armor and penetration and so forth. The so-called the Teflon bullets that were touted as being cop killer bullets. The only reason they had Teflon on was to protect the barrel.
Right.
It had nothing to do with penetration.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. One other thing I wanted to mention to you, I saw something on the internet a few days ago. There's a legislative act been introduced by some representative down in Florida called the Second Amendment Protection Act. Did you know about that?
I haven't seen that particular one. There's a bunch of them that have been out there. They're either doing it on the state. I think all the states should be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily expect, and I would be very surprised to see the feds do it. The states have done it to a very large degree. Kansas did it to such a degree that Eric Holder sent threatening letters to both the Secretary of State and the governor of Kansas,
mm-hmm,
because of what they said that they would do if anybody tried to pass any unconstitutional law and enforce it in Kansas. So I would rather see 38, 39 states say, we're not going to put up with this, versus the feds come out with it, if that's a federal bill. Now, if Florida is coming out with it, that's the thing about Florida and Texas and South Carolina, for some reason, where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Very pro-gun states. Florida led the way with concealed carry permits. We're all behind the rest of the nation on the trends, though, as far as stepping up and saying, nope, not happening here. But is that Florida bill, is that a state law, or is that a federal law they're proposing?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't really read the particulars about it at the time, but and I can't remember the representative's name, but yeah, so I couldn't say whether it's state or federal.
Right. Any of those that come out, if they get passed by the state, that's great to have it on statute. Montana's done it. Missouri's done it. There's a lot of states that have done it, and I'd like to see the rest of them go. As far as body armor is concerned, I'm of two minds about body armor. When I was in the military, we didn't have it. We ran around with what was referred to as a LBE, load-bearing equipment, which was suspenders and a belt. And I don't know if we were just quicker in the 80s or what. I don't know. But one thing that I've noticed, I do own body armor, and I do have plate carriers and everything else. And the more you armor up, the slower you move.
Yes.
The other thing about the body armor is that the body armor is good as long as you get shot in the body armor.
Right.
As long as you're hit in the plate, you got no problems,
mm-hmm,
in most cases.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one thing that we've seen coming out of Afghanistan and Iraq is that a lot of guys are getting shot in the pelvis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they had to develop a brand new type of tourniquet because being shot in the pelvis can kill you because of the femoral artery being located there. It definitely takes you out of the fight. So, I don't even know if I would grab body armor if I'm headed out the door. But as far as it being allowed or anything else, they can. It's a passive defense. It's like having a deadbolt. It's the same thing as a deadbolt lock. It's not meant to be a panacea to prevent everything. You're not superhuman when you wear it. If you take my plates of steel, and they will withstand something up to 308. And if I get shot with a 308. Well, I'm not going to have a bandage or anything, but I'm going to have some broken ribs. I'm going to be on my back. I might get knocked out by the force of the wind being knocked out of me, and it's going to sting. So body armor, you know, they can get out and say, well, it shouldn't be able to do, in the case of the ammo, all rifle rounds are going to penetrate soft body armor. That's just the way it is. But it has to be fired from a rifle because that's where the pressure builds up, is in that longer barrel.
Right.
That's where the velocity comes from, the kinetic energy.
Right, so they make all this fuss about it being shot from a pistol.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is they're saying the AR-15 pistol, which is an AR-15 that doesn't have a buttstock on it, or you used to be able to get away with a SIG brace, but now you can't do that either. They're saying that that's concealable, which I guess it's concealable in the trunk of your car.
Well, maybe
nobody's walking around with one of these things dangling.
Maybe if you're 7 foot tall and 400 pounds.
I'm 5'10", and I wear a XL or a double XL, and if I went out and bought a 6XL overcoat, I might be able to hide an AR-15 pistol.
Yeah. One last thing I'd like to mention. There is a video on it. It's available on YouTube called Deadly Weapons. It's weapons demonstrations. And you'll find that very. It's about an hour and a half video.
Right.
And it is quite informative on, firearms, firepower, and body armor. So I'd recommend that for everybody. A lot of people that have watched that, they learn a lot.
Yeah, well, if they're only limiting it to firearms, they don't know very much about the implementation of force, because force is all a matter of imagination. It's all a matter of what you can come up with that you can turn into force. Know what I mean?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Thanks, sir. I appreciate the call. Stay
all
safe.
Right.
Yeah, deadly force has nothing to do with the weapon. It has to do with how you can employ a pen or a pencil or a rolled-up magazine. A belt. A lot of different ways. A lot of different things you can do. When we get back, we'll talk about the SAFE Act then. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. In a time is life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved ones to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy good close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. Only holster I run. There's a lot of reasons for that. Primarily because I can run them a bunch of different ways. Same holster. The modularity is astounding. Check them out. Check out RTI. Check out the Scorpion line. Check out the DC-3. My goodness, it just never ends. They're at tacticalholsters.com. Whenever you see a spree shooting incident, a lot of people like to get out there and say, in a knee-jerk reaction, a day of state legislation was passed that proved to be ineffective in stopping crime. It's never knee-jerk. Okay? Get rid of that altogether. When a spree shooting occurs, that's a legislative opportunity for some people, which is exactly what it was in New York State for Andrew Cuomo after the Sandy Hook shooting. He pressed for and got passed the SAFE Act, which is a massive body of gun control legislation, aimed at curbing violent crime, not actually aimed at curbing violent crime, aimed at making it hard to be a gun owner in New York State. He has said that if you are for the Second Amendment, if you're for owning, as he says, assault rifles, you have no place in New York. Except by some accounts, there's reckoned to be about a million AR-15s alone in the state of New York. And when you think about New York, I have tried the XST. Yes, I have. I have tried the XST holster by G-Code. It is a very good holster. It's a very good compromise between the SOC and the OSH. Out of the, you know, when you get out of Manhattan, when you get out of New York City, and everything out there They refer to everything above New York City as Upper New York, which is 9/10 of the state. When you get into Upper New York, you're essentially it's a gun loving state. I mean, it's a big hunting state. Sheriff's departments in New York don't like this stuff. In the chat room. Yeah, that's true. Not only do they're wanting to ban garden tools now because people have been using machetes. You can't own nunchucks in New York. And yet, despite the fact of doing a very effective job to make it so hard to defend yourself in New York, especially for the poor people, as the chatter is telling me here, in the first 2 months of 2015, in New York State, not in New York State, in New York City, there's in the first 2 months, there's been 151 shootings in New York City, a 20% increase in the number of shootings in the first 2 months of 2014. There's been 54 murders in the first 2 months of the year. That's also a 20% increase in the first 2 months of 2014. So what we've got, we've got the SAFE Act, and we've got crime on the rise, where we've seen this before. Every country that bans guns. Thank you, United Kingdom, for that. United Kingdom is the most violent industrialized country on the planet. And that bothers me, because I got family over there. I'm half British. And it bothers me that the UK is so violent. And it bothers me that they ban guns, because that means I'll never visit the UK. I will never go there. As much as I want to, as much as I would love to, because there's such idiots out there and think, well, you know, by banning guns, if there's a gun crime, we can simply say if we don't get a conviction, we'll just simply say it's not a gun crime, and then the bonuses for the constables will be coming out. We can cook the books, and that's the way they operate. In the meantime, 2,034 violent crimes per 100,000 compared to our 412. Five times as violent as we are. And yes, they have very few gun murders over there. But do you care if you get killed with a brick versus a gun? Does it matter to you if you're a victim of a violent murder? Murder is the problem, not gun murder. So, in New York, because of the way they expanded the definition of what an assault weapon is, you now have a New York-only AR-15 that is a odd-looking beast. You have Ares. I don't know what their other name is. There's a company called Ares something that has made a gun that is 5.56 that is supposed to work in every state, or you can get one of them. Yeah. And for those pre-owned weapons, which is being heavily defined right now, everybody's subject to registration, which, not working out the way exactly. We don't know how many people have registered, and they're not going to tell us because they would hate to say, well, you know, we put this registration and scheme in place and everybody's defied it and we don't know how to fix that. They don't want to admit that. They had a magazine capacity for handguns that was so arbitrary that got struck down by a circuit court judge in New York. That's bad when a liberal judge looks at something and says, that's awful arbitrary. Somebody said, where do we want to limit the rounds that can go into a handgun magazine? About seven. Yeah, seven's good. Unless you had an older model. Or if you had older model magazines, I guess. In the 1911s and in the 80s when I had a few of those, they had seven-round magazines. But now they're eight-round magazines. Now they say you can have magazines, but they can't hold more than 10 rounds. Or you can have 10 rounds in a magazine, but you can't have any more than 10 rounds. So if you can't have 10 in the magazine and one in the pipe. All of this, all of these, you know, they've got expanded background checks, all of this stuff. They've got a state-level database where they're going out there and comparing what you own to what drugs you take in which part of New York is it? I don't remember which city it's in, but they scan the obituary section, and if you've got a gun permit and you die, They come and they're waiting to take your guns from your family. Your gun is not your, it's only temporarily your property in this particular municipality. I can't remember which one it is. It might be Buffalo. But your kids, your family, they can't keep it. Despite all of this, despite so many restrictions on guns and everything, and the aspect that the SAFE Act is going to prevent and stop violent crime. You've got a 20% increase in shootings and a 20% increase in murders compared to the same time in 2014. Way to go, SAFE Act. And right now you've got Cuomo, who said, and I haven't seen it happen yet, but he's got SAFE Act too. He's got the follow-up to the SAFE Act. I don't know what he can possibly... I guess he could just ban them outright to say, New York State is a gun-free zone. No more hunting. You know, in parts of the Hamptons, because it is such a gun-free zone, they had to hire professional hunters to come weed out the deer because the deer were tearing up the Hamptons. I say, Lolly, look over this Bambi tearing up my azaleas. Well, you have Jeeves, bring me another rum and coke. Please call the authorized hunters to come and eradicate them. Pretty funny stuff. Oh, we're coming up on the last break for the show. When we get back, we're going to try to talk about two things. The first thing we're going to lead off with is Gabby Giffords. She's getting in behind this new gun control they're trying to pass in the United States House that has massive bipartisan support. We'll talk about that when we get back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show is being brought to you by GECO, the only holster I run. We're going to have them on next week, and we're going to discuss a few things about G-Code. But the real reveal is going to come later on as soon as I can get on the road and get a little more mobile, which that's a little ways off, not so far. And then I'm going to be pulling back the curtain on G-Code for you. Gabrielle Giffords. Americans for Responsible Solutions. Or, if you want to, you can say the puppet of Mark Kelly, whatever you want to say about her. I try to empathize with her, and I try to have sympathy for her because she's been through a very hard time, and she has done a splendid job physically of recovering from her very grievous wounds. And yet, like all gun grabbers, she still has to lie in order to press her point. Past Wednesday, she stood with Democratic lawmakers on Capitol Hill to demand that everyone buying a gun be required to undergo the same background check that she went through. But this is expanded background. This is universal background checks too, because they're going after the gun show loophole, which doesn't actually exist. What they're talking about, because in some gun shows, let's say I decided I want to get rid of every gun I've got. I can go to the next gun show that shows up in my locale. I can buy a table. I can set every gun I've got there on the table, and I can sell them. And because I don't have an FFL, I don't have to do a background check on anybody. There is a possibility that that might be a problem. One of the things that I do in the state of South Carolina is if you're buying a gun from me, you got to have a concealed carry permit. Then I know you have been vetted. I don't have to. I don't ride up somewhere and throw open my trunk and look around, figure to, you know, for, you know, like some fugitive going, you got the money? You got the money? I'm not doing that. I haven't sold a gun in a while. Most of the time I'm trading if I'm doing anything. Well, I got a few things to point out to Gabby. The same background check that she passed was passed by her shooter, Jared Lee Loeffner. He passed the same kind of background check that she had to pass. So did Jared and Amanda Miller, the Las Vegas shooters who shot the cops having lunch and then shot the valiant bystander in the back who was going to shoot one of them because he had a gun on him. So did Elliot Rogers, the Santa Barbara shooter who had 3 guns and 41 10-round magazines. He passed his background check. Yvonne Lopez, the latest Fort Hood shooter, he passed a background check. Darian Marcus Aguilar, the Maryland Mall shooter. Kurt Halverson Pearson, the Arapahoe High School student shooter. student, you know, who got stopped really quick by an armed resource officer. Paul Ciancia, the LAX shooter, who had some axe to grind with the TSA. Aaron Alexis, the D.C. Naval Yard shooter, who had shooting incidents in the past and still inexplicably passed a background check. James Holmes, the Aurora Theater shooter. Nidal Hassan, the first Fort Hood shooter. They all, among others, passed a background check. That background check thing is doing wonders, isn't it? Now, don't get me wrong. No, there is no gun company, no gun seller that is getting a gun on their shelf or designing a gun right now that wants to see them fall into the hands of criminals. The problem is that background checks don't stop crime. Okay? In the case of, let's take a few guys. Jared Loughner, if the sheriff of Pima County, Arizona, had kept book on him, he would never have passed the background check. But his mother worked for Pima County. So we had to give Jared a few latitudes. And Jared bought a gun. Aaron Alexis, there's one for you. Nidal Hassan. The military knew he was in an email exchange with Anwar al-Awlaki. They knew that. They didn't do anything about that. And, he got his gun. He got his gun out of the armory, and then he waited till organization day and went at it. James Holmes. The psychiatry department at the Colorado University he was going to wanted him picked up. I mean, of all the people that were... James Holmes was way organized when it comes to the stuff he wanted to do with all of his booby traps and everything else. Fell right through the cracks. Right through the cracks. Jared Miller in Las Vegas couldn't buy a gun, but Amanda Miller could. So background checks as a way of stopping crime are a failure. Despite all that, despite what we know about this, Giffords and her husband, Mark Kelly, stood with Democrat lawmakers to argue that expanding background checks to include gun show sales is a way of stopping violence. That is a PR ploy. If you are a FFL holder, and I get tired of saying this, but I'm going to keep saying it because it's the truth. If you have an FFL and you go to a gun show, and somebody, Joe Q Public walks up and says, hey, I want to buy this gun. You're calling in a background check. They're filling out a form 4473. They put special things in place for gun shows. They put special things in place. And, everybody going to a gun show that is buying a gun from a dealer is going through a background check. So there is no gun show loophole. There's just private sales that don't have to go through a background check. And some states have expanded background checks. Colorado has them. Washington State has them. New York State has them. How's that working out for them? How much crime is it stopping there? How do you enforce that? It is virtually impossible to enforce that. If all of a sudden they arise in South Carolina and they pass it, there's no way for them to stop me from selling every gun I've got without making somebody go through a background check. Because in order for that to work, there has to be something called a registry. They have to know who has the guns and which guns they've got by serial number. That's why everybody's against the universal background check. Now, to a certain degree, there are various forms of different types of unofficial registries out there today. Dealers have to keep Form 4473s on hand for I don't know how long. Maybe for the life of their business. And I don't know what happens to them if they ever close. And there has been reports of ATF agents going in there and copying those things. So, am I telling you that there's no registry here in the United States? Absolutely not. But in order for the universal background check to work, in order for them to be able to track everything, then there has to be a registry to go with it. First question is, who can explain to me how applying background checks to more sales, they use the figure of 40%. In Colorado, where they passed it, which is, you know, there's a lot of guns in Colorado. They passed that, and in the first year that they tried to track it, there was something like 5% of all sales were private. That's probably where it actually is. It's not 40%. If it were 40%, there would be so... Well, I mean, 40%, if that was the way it was going, I think there's 400 million guns in the United States. If 40% were getting sold without a background check, that takes the figure to about 600 million. 550 million, 560 million. Do you think they want to admit there's nearly 600 million guns in the United States? There isn't. But that's the way it boils down. So, gun, you know, the background check, I understand why they do it. It's one of those good intentions. It's one of those good intentions. Somebody out there said, well, who wants to sell a gun to a felon? Felons aren't interested in buying anything for retail. So if there was a background check out there that they would have to go through, they wouldn't go through it. They just knock a window out of a car and go through the console in the glove compartment and look in the back of the car. That's what they do, not roll the dice. And with the background checks that they've got, they don't prosecute anybody for failing one. And there's so many false negatives that come out of it. It's a very unreliable system. It's not catching anybody. It's not stopping anything. When people actually catch somebody, when they've actually got a desperado and they try to get somebody arrested, they don't even show up to do that. Gabrielle, maybe, I don't know. Get another line of work, please. We'll do this again in 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this, it's never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Thursday, this has been Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.